This is Charlottesville Tomorrow, an advocate for our future today. Charlottesville Tomorrow is a nonpartisan community organization working on land use, transportation, and community design issues. Visit us on the web at seavilletomorrow.org.
On August 7, 2006, the Charlottesville City Council approved a resolution of intent to establish a new regional transit authority with Albemarle County. In this recording by Charlottesville Tomorrow, Mayor David Brown introduces the topic for the council's consideration. Following his introductory remarks, Mayor Brown invites David Slutsky to the podium to speak to the council. Mr. Slutsky is a member of the Albemarle County Board of Supervisors and the acting chair of the Metropolitan Planning Organization.
Okay, next on the agenda is the resolution of intent to establish a regional transit authority. And after the election last fall, when a new supervisor was elected, David Tlusky, who happens to be in the audience here tonight, he and I started having some discussions, both in my capacity as mayor, but also the fact that I was currently, at that time, was the chair of the MPO, on whether we could dramatically expand transit, really create a much more transit-friendly community if we had a regional authority to do so. Looking at what Williamsburg, Virginia has done, where they brought together a couple of jurisdictions, James City County, the city of Williamsburg, the Colonial Williamsburg, and the College of William & Mary, and whether there would be, you know, the idea that, that if more stakeholders have some say in determining the, where the organization is going to go, we might be able to get significantly more transit. So that's been discussed at some length at the MPO meetings. I've since gone off the MPO, but I think it's continued to be part of the discussion. And so at this point, the MPO has members have voted to ask that the city of Charlottesville and the county of Albemarle pass resolutions of intent to pursue a regional transit authority. In response to this, the city staff has done, I think, a very fine job of sort of outlining both the advantages of such a system and also coming up with a list of some concerns of what the city would feel necessary in order for this to be successful and to, for this to truly be in the city's interest. And so so tonight I'd like to have us have some discussion. And we also have some information from our attorney on the sort of the legal aspects of this. So tonight I was hoping we could have some discussion on the merits of this, and I asked David Slutsky if he could come. He's now the acting chair of the Metropolitan Planning Commission, so that we could hear directly from him, both representing the MPO and as a member of the Board of Supervisors, on where he thinks this might go. And so I'd like to invite David to come forward if he'd like, and I'd also like to invite Gary O'Connell to be a full part of this discussion. And I guess at this point, maybe I'd like to ask David Slutsky to see if my synopsis is correct.
And, right on the money, David.
And maybe offer some thoughts on where you'd like to see what the point of the resolution is from the MPO's point of view and your point of view. And then I'd like to invite Gary to maybe bring in some talking points for council to consider.
Well, Mayor Brown, I first of all very much appreciate you inviting me to come tonight and the rest of you allowing me to be here. That's an accurate capture of the discussion so far. We haven't figured out exactly what we're doing, but there's a signal of intent that we're trying to share back and forth. The desire, the common desire between City Council and Albemarle County Board of Supervisors to figure out a way to develop a much more comprehensive transit system that will provide services both to the city and the county. I've had an opportunity to take a quick look at some of the information that's been offered up by your staff, and I just wanted to reassure you guys of a couple of things and then maybe open it up to some questions, if that's all right. From the county's perspective, and I'm speaking as one member of a six-member board, but I can tell you that when we decided as a board to unanimously support the same resolution that's before you today, I raised the question, do we want to include this in our consent decree or our consent agenda, or do we want to have a discussion about it? And everybody's response was, no, we're moving ahead. Let's do it. Let's get it done. Let's go. So I can assure you there's an enthusiasm on the part of Albemarle County Board of Supervisors to figure this out. There's been some concern raised by a few folks that gee, what would the impact be on existing city routes? Would existing served communities somehow end up getting the short end in the bargain? And let me assure you, there's no desire on the part of the county to in any way reduce the current level of service to any community whatsoever in the city or in the county. Our goal is largely to rethink the system into a larger scale, hopefully to incorporate, in response to Mr. Kleeman's comments earlier today, hopefully at some point incorporate other jurisdictions than just the city and the county. We definitely would like to have the university participate. If they do, the promise is there that we'll be eligible for more federal money than we would if it's just the city and the county. But again, for this to work, it would have to work for the university's interests, just like it would have to work for the city of Charlottesville's interests, just like it would have to work for Alamo County's interests. So what I'm hoping we will do together is devise a plan to move forward with a comprehensive transit system that's a much larger scale than what we have in place today. And if that means a significant increase in county participation financially, I believe that our current board is prepared to move forward in that way. Now, if you all had any particular questions or concerns you wanted to just voice or share with me so that I go back to my board, I'd be interested in hearing them.
I just had a question. I wanted to pass on a question that's been asked of me. Why an authority? And could this the same goal be accomplished within existing arrangements, within existing partnerships? Why an authority?
It's a great question. And first of all, we couldn't today make an authority happen because we don't, I believe, have the enabling legislation to make that possible. Other jurisdictions have sought and received from Richmond the necessary legislative adjustments to make it possible. I'm not sure our board is specifically wedded to a regional transportation authority as has been done elsewhere. What we're committed to is creating an entity of the appropriate form that makes it possible for the city and the county to collectively provide a much larger scale of service and in a way that we are collaborating in the visioning of that system and in the implementation of that vision in a way that's fair and equal. And so when we say RTA, that's really a capture for the concept of whatever this organism will ultimately be. It may well be that we'll use existing enabling legislation, but there are pros and cons to each of them, and I think that the respective staffs will have to sort that out, and then we'll all decide.
So just to clarify, we're not committing tonight to any specific legal structure. This is just enabling a statement of intent to move forward.
That's how our board interpreted the same resolution, that it was the goal of this document is for us to signal to the world and to our respective communities that, hey, guys, we're actually serious about collaborating on a much more comprehensive transit system. Whatever form that will take, details at 11, we will sort that out. And there will obviously have to be a lot of public input from both county and city residents that will inform how we move forward. But this isn't, in our minds, a lock into an RTA whatsoever. It's a lock into the intent of moving forward.
I'd like to ask the city attorney, and I think you spelled it out in your memo, that this will not be legally binding.
That's correct. It is a statement of intent, and it does not contractually or legally bind you to subsequently create a separate entity.
If I can just add a comment
sure.
to that, Mr. Talbert.
Absolutely.
On the MPO, we have had discussions about how serious is the city and how serious is the county, and that's why the idea was, well, let's get a piece of paper in front of each body and let them formally consider the idea of moving forward and hopefully get unanimous support for the idea. And that's what gave rise to this document. It's nothing
right.
beyond that.
I understand that. I certainly support the intent of it, and I think it's the way to go. And I commend you all for being willing to step up to the plate.
Think it's in the cities and the county's interest both, and we're pretty excited about what the possibilities are.
Well, sir.
I saw a couple people sort of give it the puzzled look as the description of this was going past, so I was wondering, this is a little bit rhetorical, but is it would it be fair to paraphrase the situation as simply saying the county recognizes that there's a need for additional transit in the urban ring, which it would like to see provided to its residents, and is willing to step up to the plate, as you say, with the funds to make that transit available in the urban ring. But before doing that, wants a agreement with the city so that they're really part of the decision-making process, unlike the current situation right now where CTS is completely a city organization.
I think it's very fair. I'm always sort of blunt. The county is, you guys are a monopoly provider. The county contributes its money every year to a system that the city ultimately has a great deal of control over. The collaboration between the city and county has actually been pretty good, and you've been very responsive to the county's interest in adding routes and adjusting routes and so forth over time. But for the county to step up and invest significant money into both the operating budget and the capital budget of a transit system, it makes sense from a political perspective for us to have more than the level of say that we have right now. Number one. Number two, I want to make a clear, just one slight tweak to the way you captured it, Kevin, and that's that we would be interested and consider it successful if the result of this new collaboration would be an increase in the number of routes to urban ring. But at least my vision, and I think others on our board share this view, we'd like to see if it's possible to actually create an integrated system that may have a backbone not just of a series of bus routes, but maybe a bus rapid transit loop or some other kind of vibrant connective tissue that would relate the traditional downtown of Charlottesville to the university and the medical center, to the 29 North Corridor, and then hopefully also to Pantops, those being, if you will, the major destinations that folks in the city and in the county's urban ring generally are trying to get to. If we had a backbone system of some kind and then had a lot of smaller routes that related to it, it could be a pretty vibrant system. And so we're not just thinking about adding routes, although that would be worth doing. We're actually interested in revisioning the entire transit system and make it possible, if you will, for city residents and county residents in the urban ring to have a real choice of taking the transit system versus driving their cars. At the end of the day, if we can accomplish that, then we've accomplished a lot.
Follow-up question with that. As we move forward with this, one of the things that we'll be interested in as a city is getting a sense of just exactly how this would look physically in terms of the what the system looks like, how it would look structurally in terms of what does the transportation authority look like, et cetera, and how it would look financially in terms of what is the county really willing to come to the table with. I wonder what your thoughts would be in terms of how do we get together and make those decisions. Would we get together with a work session similar to what we did with water when we all got around the table and talked? Or have you had some discussion with the other board members to think about next steps on this?
Yes and no. I think that the current thinking on our board, if I'm reading it correctly, is that through the MPO, that's the natural way to at least move to the next stage. In the context of our dialogue on the MPO, hopefully we can agree on the basic principles of how this might work, what's the basic structure, and through the staff that supports the MPO, engage the respective staffs of the city and the county into formal discussions or informal discussions, whatever it takes to get the job done. I don't know that we have any preconceived notions about exactly what the legal form will be, nor about the actual physical form that the transit system is going to take. I don't think the county is prepared at this point to come to the table and say, here's how much money we're willing to invest. It's more, let's sit down with the city and think through what would be an optimal transit system. Let's, bless you, make it possible for the university to participate. And if I can, just for a second, digress onto the university's role. The university has specialized interests, if you will. They have an existing ridership that's well-served by a very well-developed system. They collaborate with you in April and October in particular, but they collaborate with you in many other ways. But I'm going to guess that the university isn't going to jump into this immediately. They're going to want to see that the city and the county can play well in the sandbox together. If I were the university, that's what I'd want to wait for. So I've asked, and others have spoken to the university and asked, that they informally and unofficially sit at the table with us so that as we, the city and the county, figure out our battle plan, the university is part of the dialogue so we don't do anything that will foreclose their ability to join us officially at some point down the road. I'm going to guess in the near term that the university would be interested in coordinating in any way they could, but they're probably going to be a bit measured in their willingness to jump in right now.
Mm-hmm. One other thing, I believe there was a question about why the why Transit Authority as opposed to another type of cooperative arrangement, and there was a I believe you said that the we may not have the authority to have it. I believe we actually have the authority to do a transit authority within the existing statute that we have. So I just wanted to clarify that. I think what we, when we were discussing this, what we don't have is any funding authority through that. If we were to create something like that within the enabling
legislation, I think we can create a service district. Is that the technical term?
The options that I have mentioned in my memo to you are a transportation district, which is broader and has a lot more possibilities and functions simply than transit. But that is one mechanism, and that has a separate commission that governs a transportation district. A second is a service district. And there you have the option of creating a separate board to oversee operations within that district. And transit, public transit, is one of the functions or one of the services that can be provided within a service district. Thirdly, I think through a joint exercise of powers, the city and county can, by agreement, provide a regional transportation system. And that doesn't require any additional enabling legislation. If you want something separate called an area transit authority with specific powers, then I would advise you to consider the Williamsburg approach, which was to go to the General Assembly and get specific enabling legislation, which I suspect is tailored to the issues in that area and to the potential partners in that area.
That summary kind of reflects what we've been told as well. And in other words, the jury's still out on what's the best mousetrap.
But we have a few mousetraps if we need them. And that's, I guess, the point that I was trying to make. We don't have to go to the General Assembly, but as you point out, that might be the best way.
That's one option.
And just to sort of maybe make a summary comment, I can tell you my interest in this. It isn't just because buses are fun. We have serious growth challenges confronting the city and the county. And our board has struggled and is going to, in the next few months, struggle mightily with how to manage the influx of new folks in a way that we don't underserve them with infrastructure. And if infrastructure for transportation has historically meant roads in Albemarle County, that may not be the optimal way to go about our business. And so if we can create a transit system with a lot of vitality that gets people where they need to go in a timely fashion and for a nominal cost, that's a much better way to solve at least the transportation infrastructure component of our growth challenges in the county. So the county is very serious about this. We have a strong vested economic and social issue or interest in doing this. I believe the city council will probably conclude the same thing. Yeah. It's just a matter of what are the details and how do we move forward as quickly as possible to sort them out. So inviting me here today was appreciated, and hopefully you pick up on my enthusiasm for this. And I do believe that that's a reflection of the Albemarle County Board of Supervisors' enthusiasm right now.
Appreciate that.
Thank you guys very much.
Mr. Collins, do you have any questions? I mean, I know the staff has put some time into looking at this. Do you have any questions or thoughts that you want to share while Mr. Slutsky is still here?
I guess a couple. One is what we're trying to do with what we wrote up, and I suspect the county staff has probably done something similar, as you think of this, is how you have a win-win for both sides. And what we were trying to do, whether these are the right items or not, I don't know, but is for council to have some measuring stick as you go into a discussion, since this is an intent as to what you'd like to achieve. And probably the most significant one is financial participation, and what does that mean, and what does that mean in terms of the current system and how that's handled. But we've raised about, I think there are 8 or 9 points for you to consider. Sort of the pros and cons that we've listed here, some of them we've talked about pretty directly. Others probably should be explored. And there are issues all the way from overall, do you create an authority and what's that structure, to what do specific routes look like and who pays for what. And that's what we were trying to do with the memo that we teed up. So I guess One thought I have is any feedback from council as you go forward. Is there any kind of goals that you specifically want to try to measure whatever comes back to council in the future? Because I think that's ultimately what everybody's after. And we start with a pretty resource-rich system that the city has funded, both in terms of equipment, staffing, routes over a long period of time, and a significant amount of city money. And so we're just raising that for you to consider as well.
Okay. One of the goals that I would have is to make sure that as we grow this system, we have a way to continue to grow city ridership as well as we're interested in county ridership, and I don't think you would disagree with that at all.
Absolutely.
And I think while we talk about how to expand this into areas of the county where new county residents could use the system, we're also talking about adding new places where city riders can get to. And I think one of the things that I've been very proud of our transit system here is that we've been growing it just about double digits for as long as I've been on council, for different reasons. Sometimes it was because we added the trolley, or for usually there's certain changes to the system. But I think that this we should look at is the mechanism that gives us another 5 to 10 years of double-digit growth, at least, of city ridership. And I think that will be driven by having more options for them to get to.
Kevin, I agree with you, but I would seek, at least from my personal vantage point, to have our goal be an order of magnitude increase in ridership. If we start to be able to consistently throughout the day, in a reliable and in a fairly short trip, access the employment centers in the county, that will be an accommodation of city residents that mm-hmm. they're probably lacking for the most part right now. You know, it's not just about county folks looking for a better way to get into the city. It's both.
Right.
And this won't be successful if it's just county ridership that goes up. It's only going to be successful if everybody in our combined region gets on the bus, as it were. Mm-hmm. That's when this will be a successful mission.
The other thing that I think is a positive about this is that with the validity of oil and gas that we're looking at right now, in some ways it's an insurance policy that the city and county can put together, because if we were to see another quadrupling of oil prices like we have in the last 4 years, in the next 4 years, we'd be in serious trouble. And we would absolutely need this. Our constituents would be screaming at us wondering why we hadn't planned for it. So I think we're taking the right step. I'm not sure that we would take it to the next level or take it to the level that we would have to take it to if we were to have, say, $200 oil. But if that were to happen, we'll be in that position that we can respond with minimal damage to the economy.
I think that's a great point. Another one is that you guys are in the process of doing comprehensive planning, if I'm not mistaken, doing an update. The county is doing master planning of the Places 29 corridor of 29, master planning Pantops and our other growth areas. If we're going to vision transportation options competently, we have to be able to do that with a vibrant transit system in mind. Otherwise, the only transportation options available as these master planning exercises move forward are going to be roads, roads, roads. And we all know that, you know, roads aren't the ultimate solution here. So there are going to be cost savings to the city and to the county in terms of transportation infrastructure if we shift focus from roads to transit ridership, too.
Before you sit down, I'd like to offer a couple of comments. I'd like to thank you for all your hard work on this. I think I think you've had a lot of the vision of this comes from you, and I really appreciate it. I think that I think this could be a real win-win for the city and the county, and an example of sort of a continual stream of increased cooperation between the two jurisdictions. I think the city's the city, I think, is willing, or at least I'm willing, to see us let loose a little bit the reins of our transit in return for seeing a genuine commitment and a genuine financial commitment from Albemarle County. And I would think as we proceed along before the final things are signed on an authority, we'll see an example of that as your budget progresses. And the third thing is I share your hopefulness that this will be something that the University of Virginia will
through the urban habitat.
And I think there's a track record to point at that'll give us some optimism that will occur. And I think you can look at the cooperation between the city and the university the trolley, experimenting with ridership being able to flow back and forth, the city riders, university riders using each system, and I think that you know, a couple of years ago there was some speakers here talking about transit of whatever type. What could we do to really have a better transit system? And one of the answers was we were approaching having enough density just from people moving here and it growing to actually support real transit like you see in other larger communities. And I think that, you know, that is going to happen. People are moving here. And I think planning for it ahead of time and developing the mechanism for transit is a good thing. So thank you.
Well, I appreciate you guys being open-minded, and we'll see where we can go with this. But
so I'll welcome any further comments, and certainly would welcome a motion on this.
Mr. Mayor, I will move for the resolution of intent.
Is there a second?
Second. Further discussion? None. I'll call for the vote. Okay. Thank you.
He's voted for it.